Do after milking. With the milk, you had to
strain it.
Okay.
You're talking about that butter. I shouldn't tell you this because it was mean. But you know how boys are gonna be boys. Used to, you take your margarine and it would look just like lard. You know, you'd get a cake.
It was white, that's right.
White.
We never used to.
See. And you had a little pack of coloring. And you would take this coloring, it was red, see. And you would take a bowl and you would mix this white margarine up with this coloring, see, with your hands.
What for?
Well, to make it yellow, like the butter.
The red made it yellow?
Yeah, the red, you know, with the white, see. As you first started off, it'd be, you know, real red in that one place, you know, but the more you mix it, the you dilute that color, you see, and eventually you would go to the yellow, you know. And when you get it all mixed up, you know, then it looked just like butter, see. In other words,
it
didn't taste like it, you know, but believe it or not, nowadays, my kids won't eat pure butter.
I know. Kids do.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We get pure butter, you know, when we go up the country.
Well, margarine's better for them.
But the kids, like I said, won't eat the butter. But anyhow, to get back, then a couple of my cousins one night, this old lady, she's real old, and everybody called her Aunt Mary, and she had a board and batten house,
mm-hmm.
See. So we took what we called then a case knife. In other words, it was a kind of a kitchen knife, butter knife, you know, mm-hmm. made out of metal. And we had been experimenting with the thing, and we found out that if you shoved it under the edge of a windowsill, you know, and slapped the end of it, it made a fluttering sound, you know, and it died out. So we caught this old lady at the house one night. We could look in the window and see her, see? And she was mixing up this old little margarine, you know. So we stuck that knife under there and we would slap it and then squat down below the window.
Uh-huh.
And the old lady would look up and she'd take and wipe her fingers off, you know, and then she'd lick them. And she'd run check the back door and there were other windows, you know. She was scared, see, but we wasn't worried about that, you know. We just thought it was funny. So the first thing you know, we were afraid that she was going to look out that window, you know, and catch us. And then we knew we'd have to pay for it.
Yeah.
So then we got a piece of string and we tied it onto that knife handle and run it down under the end of one of those battens. And we run it over to the next house, which wasn't too far away, you know. And we crawled under that house and we could look through the window. And just about the time she'd get her hand back in that margarine, we'd pull it again. And she'd go through that ritual, you know. And we sat there for I don't know how long. But when she got through, we had worried that poor old soul to where she just had a little ball of margarine left. She'd licked most of it, you know, off of her fingers, see, and she actually had a little old ball that much, and we kept saying, you know, if we stay here a little longer, she won't have none. Well, we finally, like I said, just give it up. We thought it was a lot of fun. Well, the next day,